USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy, and as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Stocks finished a volatile trade day sharply in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped more than 700 points at its worst, closing down 2.4% overall, minus 623 points. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another Democrat has dropped out of the race for the presidency. Representative Seth Moulton ended his White House bid. His exit leaves 21 Democrats in the field. The three-term congressman said in a speech that he feels confident he raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and the future. He said he will continue to pledge vigorously for the eventual Democratic nominee. His campaign was focused on foreign policy, national security, and mental health, as well as helping veterans. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Three dozen women will vie for the crown of Ms. America, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. David Koch, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79. This is USA Radio News.